second perek of Beitza Mishnah Zayin says the Mishnah Afu Oma Shloshet Dvarim Halkil. Rabbi Gamliel said three things are kula. Mechabdim Bein Amitos, you allowed a broom in between the mitas over here where they used to have the reclining beds which they ate on. So he said it was permitted to broom the house on Yom Tov. We permit this only if the house is, the city is tiled. If there's earthen floors, it's prohibited. And he comes a mugma by Yom Tov. He heat incense under garments on Yom Tov, which this side, this is not underneath garments. Underneath garments, everybody holds its also because it was only, it wasn't the standard person would not have his garments put on top of this incense to give it a smell. Only very finicky people would do it. And that malacha, which is not shavah l'chol nefesh, a malacha which only special people do, is also on Yom Tov. That's why smoking on Yom Tov, aside from that problem of smoking throughout the week, it has a, another issur of Yom Tov. Because nowadays the average person does not smoke. So, but they permitted to burn incense just to give the room a nice smell. And they would make a roasted goat for the Leila Seidah, because all three things are the, all these three reasons, like we said before, the brooming is because you may smooth out the floor. We only permit it if the entire city is tiled, which is nowadays we permit brooming because of that reason, that the, all the floors don't have earth on them, floors in the houses. The mugmar is we prohibit because it's considered something that only finicky people use, even if it's just to give a smell to the room, is aser. And we aser eating roast meat, roast goat, and Leila Seder because it looks like you're eating goat and Pesach outside of Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim.